We're talking with Don Arms, of course, from southwestern Oklahoma and current chair of the Oklahoma House Natural Resources Committee. You got, obviously, oversight over the agricultural subcommittee, Don, and when it comes to this special session that you're in the process of hopefully wrapping up this week, what is really in it there for, in your mind, for rural Oklahoma and for agriculture?
Well, Ron, I think the thing that we've got to remember is we do have to be a less litigious society. I mean, we've got to be able to have things like agritourism and things like that without fear of frivolous lawsuits. I think that's the overriding big picture. Now, that's backing way off and widening the viewfinder quite a bit. But I think that all the little intricate puzzle pieces that fit into tort reform have to do with things like that for those of us in the rural areas. You know, farmers and ranchers have a tremendous amount of exposure as far as liability, hired hands, cattle getting on the road. I mean, any number of things can happen, pulling a farm equipment down the road, anything like that. Mm-hmm. And in legitimate instances, it's one thing, but just for frivolous lawsuits, just somebody hunting a check, that's not good. So that's really what tort reform and lawsuit reform is all about. And basically, we put that all the different pieces of that puzzle into one bill back a few years ago, and the Supreme Court said, nope, you got to individually address those issues. That's what we're doing in special session.
When it comes to the other things of the fall, this is the time of year where a lot of times we see various special looks at various issues that lawmakers want to bring up to, you know, get ready for the new session coming up at the first of the year. Anything out there that you're paying a special attention to?
Well, I think the big thing we've got is in my world, in our world, I guess we'd say, was I've got an interim study about the drought. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people in Oklahoma are looking at the drought as kind of over. But there down in the epicenter, what I call the Oklahoma Outback, we're still working on the drought. You know, my good friend Ken Holloway down at Coyote Hills Ranch down near Chattanooga, he's got a flood control lake that we've been watching for a long time, and all our families used to get together and go, and we could actually put a couple of boats on that lake and kids pull kids in the tubes or on the tubes and things like that. That lake's been dry about 4 years now, and I don't mean a mud hole in the bottom. I mean dry, and it's a big flood control lake on a place that he owns on his ranch. So, you know, we're still dealing with that southwest of the Lawton, you know, General Lawton area, and also up in the northwest. There's a lot of drought still out there that people don't realize. I always say, you know, when I write and talk about it, I always say you can't see it from the road. And I think that's true. And I think that's why a lot of Oklahomans are under the misconception that the drought still is over, and it's actually still persisting for a lot of us.
So what are you really wanted to do with the interim study as far as getting ready for maybe some sort of action next spring?
Well, we did a drought relief fund last year and kind of put together a little entity where we could hopefully provide some drought relief. You know, maybe a municipality has to drill a well or run some pipeline or something like that to keep their town, you know, in water, and it could be an agriculture interest or, you know, anything. But we actually had a meeting with the governor's staff the other day to try to iron out some of the details on that, who's going to be, you know, kind of in charge and who makes the call and who gets the grant money. And had a good meeting, I thought, made a lot of progress. But the interim study is actually aimed at keeping the awareness up there. I don't want people to forget that agriculture is still suffering. Now, there's places in the state, like I say, where they've had some rain and things look green, and we're better. I mean, I won't say we're just, you know, in a total doldrum. We're better, but we need some more rain.